Namaste, welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I'm Sunil Rao here. Samvad, Together in Conversation, is where we try to draw your attention to things that matter and the importance of our attention. Why is that? Because let us remember this again. What we give our attention to matters, as our life's experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once our attention is drawn to the mechanism of why and what we give attention to, it is as if a veil has been stripped off, and we become freer in our action and choices. And that is our endeavor. This week, I bring to your attention another excerpt which we have titled Tools and Lifestyle, from the book titled The Axemaker's Gift, Technology's Capture and Control of Our Minds and Culture by James Burke and Robert Onstein. This book is about the people who gave us the world in exchange for our minds. The gifts we accepted from them gave us the power to change the way we lived. But doing so also changed the way we thought. It is a stunning account of how scientific thinking and technology have gained control over the way we perceive and value the world. Tools and Lifestyle. As the population centers increased in size and number, new axe maker gifts facilitated their organization and maintenance. The ox-drawn plow boosted grain production. The wheel and the sail transported it. The potter's wheel made jars to store it. And the water wheel ground it into meal for people now living in houses made of kiln-fired bricks in communities protected by metal weapons. Draft animals fertilized the soil, the plow increased the area of workable land, and short fallow farming, that is, with frequent cropping and growing, produced crops in faster sequence. Things were changing faster now. Here ends the excerpt. I'm sure that you will enjoy reading this book. If you do not have a copy of this book with you, you can buy it from the following link that is provided below. If you can't see the link or click on it by any chance, you can log on to www.humanjourney.us and purchase your copy, and also read a short excerpt which is provided there too. Do not forget to enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. And if you like reading it all by yourself, do not still forget to sharing the excerpts that you like with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Now, concluding today's post and podcast episode, I'd like to thank all who take time out and read the blog post and listen to the episodes each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and leave a review and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, you all stay safe and healthy and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.